Next item on the agenda is William M. Wynn, 04-0979. Having some problems with height. Randy. Chip, somebody that's tall. I can't jump over the table like I used to could. That'll be fine. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm Mr. Wynn.
Okay, we'll hear from you shortly. Be fine. Thank you. Well, welcome to the meeting.
Y'all, I was having another meeting.
That's okay.
I didn't want anything to say.
We've already called the case, Benny, so you can proceed whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Proceed.
You remember this case was a page 3 item last month, and there was some issue about the civil charge that was agreed upon by the commission, felt that it might not be the appropriate amount. And we interpret that to mean you want to just bring it back as a full page 1 item. This is an after the fact request by William Wynn, who owns Jordan Point Dock Haven on the James River. It's specifically for a number of items that he applied for after Hurricane Isabel damage to the facility. And we are briefing it as a full here. The project is located in Prince George County. This is topo map. Again, Jordan Point Marina is located at the bottom of the arrow there. That's the Benjamin Harrison Bridge going across the James River. You may recall there was a bulkhead violation in generally in this area a couple months ago that we presented. Again, this is...
That was not connected to Mr. Wynn. That was totally separate.
Totally separate.
Okay.
Restaurant.
Yep.
This is a picture of what the facility looked like before Hurricane Isabel. Again, this is the site. There were some covered slips and some open slips. A little closer view again in the same area. And a little closer view. The whole facility was severely damaged in the hurricane. All this roof structure was basically blown off. A lot of the pier infrastructure was also damaged. There's a lot of upland damage to boats. So basically, the whole place got pretty well flooded by the hurricane and damage. These are a couple of quick shots from after the damage. Again, some of the structures quasi on the upland and over the water. These were those two large boathouses that were severely damaged. And a lot of the pier decking was removed. This is a drawing of what the marina previously was permitted, a previous drawing that he's showing as destroyed. You'll note that there was this wave screen structure that did pre-exist, that was applied for before, and we'll address some of that in the new application. After the hurricane, Mr. Wynn applied to basically remove those fixed structures that were damaged, that were covered, and install floating piers in basically the same footprint, oriented slightly different. This is the old fixed pier that was still existing but was damaged. He said needs new walkway. There was no walkway left on it. But basically three piers, and you note the dimensions here of how far offshore with a slight connection with a gangway, which resulted in some of the discrepancy later that we found. He also asked to rebulkhead a large section of the marina, going approximately 18 inches channelwood of an old existing failed wooden bulkhead or failing wooden bulkhead. Again, he also requested to install a wave screen, which you'll note the total distance here is 250 feet. this is a picture of what the marina basically looks like now, except you'll see later that this pier has also been repaired now and decking put on it. And as you can see, there is more wave screen here than was in the original drawing, and the area of bulkhead violation is in this area. Our compliance staff did a compliance check on this project and noted that there were some discrepancies versus what was permitted and what was in existence. And I contacted Mr. Wynn at that point, went up and verified that fact, and began discussions with him on how to resolve the project. And these are aerials just taken this past week. Again, this pier has now been repaired as well. Here's the wave structure, and the other parts of the facility have also been repaired. Not the entire bulkhead was built further out in the permit, just this section in front. This is a swimming pool. It's just this section in front of the pool itself. And I'll just run through a couple of these panning around this site. Again, the bulkhead area is right here. Wave screen. Compliance check revealed that he had actually constructed considerably more wave screen than was permitted, that a portion of the bulkhead was built about 18 inches beyond the 18 inches he was allowed, so about 36 inches. The rest of the bulkhead appears to be in conformity with the permit. These floating piers, while the piers themselves appear to match the dimensions provided in the original application, the gangway connector appears to be longer than was portrayed in the original application. Therefore, distance offshore is incorrect based on the first drawing. But if you look at the old photographs of the facility, these are still basically in the footprint that was depicted in the drawing. Just the distances offshore appear to be incorrect. We don't really believe that part of the project constitutes a real major violation. It's just probably an oversight on how these would be connected. And one final view looking down. These are some ground shots. This is the beginning of the bulkhead area that was repaired. Again, you can see the gangway access to the floating piers. It's looking the other direction. Obviously, here's the wave screen. Moved down to another pier now, one of the floating piers. And then kind of a shot looking slightly upstream. Again, your gangway access. This is the area that's the bulkhead that's in violation. Basically, it bumps out right in this area. Continues down at the end of the pool. You can actually see the shadow here where it juts back to the other line. So this was my attempt to show how far out it actually is. He was authorized approximately 18 inches, which would have been right here, from the old bulkhead, which is parts of it are still intact, and basically just went out about that same width again. So the environmental impact here is fairly minimal, but it is out of compliance with the drawings. These are some shots of the wave screen. He asked for 250 feet and he built 400 feet. So we consider this to be considerable violation beyond what was authorized. Again, the environmental impact of this is considered to be minimal. This is a travel lift area that's not part of the permit. As I said, after doing the compliance check, we noted that there were discrepancies. We have checked with the health department, and I have gone out and physically counted every slip at the marina, and it does appear that Mr. Wynn still has the approved number of slips. They've been slightly reconfigured with the floating pier versus what you saw before with the Isabel damage, but he has not exceeded his current approval for health department approval for total slips at the site.
Penny, where's the additional 150 feet of wave screen that's put in? Where would it be located?
You'll remember the drawing.
Yeah, it looked like it was a split, right?
It was a split, and basically I think what he asked for was what he had before. Thought I had a shot of that, but I guess I don't. But basically this is the configuration that he asked for. And what he's got is there's that angled piece, and then there would have been another piece here. And my interpretation is that the additional is in this area to protect. You have to remember, we had fixed piers before, and the wave screen wasn't quite as important as it is now because these are all floating pier structures. This is a highly used, you know, waterway for barge traffic going to Hopewell. Hopewell is just
probably large ships.
Large ships and barges, but so there's a lot of big ship traffic, a lot of wake through this area. Not to mention it's got a big fetch here, but particularly downstream. Summarizing our recommendations, staff believes the piers, while extending slightly further channel within the permit drawing indicators, they are actually still within the footprint of the previous fixed piers, and therefore the environmental impact is the same as that of the previous piers that were destroyed by the hurricane. Additionally, the bulkhead and wave screen represent a minimal degree of environmental impact. However, Mr. Wynn was well aware of the need for a permit, as one was issued for all three items noted above. And basically, Mr. Wynn has stated that, you know, the wave screen was basically just, I mean, he admits that was an oversight. He may have thought he applied for 400, but he clearly, if you look at the drawings, so did not apply for that amount. The bulkhead, we've discussed that, and the bulkhead around the pool, because there's a pool there, there's a structure there. That bulkhead was slightly blown out, apparently. It was leaning over. And instead of pulling it out, which would have been more expensive, he chose to go a little further out and you know, go around it to save money. Unfortunately, he's here today and it's probably costing some money. But those are the rationale. I think we've covered the piers. I think that was just the gangway access was kind of in error, just how long this gang would go out. Again, the pier configuration appears to be a legitimate oversight by the permittee. However, the wave screen and the bulkhead are both the wave screen is considerably longer, and the bulkhead was basically done as a cost-saving measure. We do still recommend, as we did last month, and the permittee has agreed to pay an $1,800 civil charge for the total violation and issuance of a letter that no further action will be taken. Should you wish, however, to treat the bulkhead realignment and the wave screen as two separate violations, we would again recommend, based on minimal environmental impact and major noncompliance, a civil charge of $1,800 each, which would be a total of $3,600. Mr. Wynn has not necessarily agreed to that yet, but he is here, and I believe can address if that's your preference.
Do you have any knowledge? Does he own the marina? Is he the owner of the marina?
I believe he and his wife are the owners.
I'll ask that. I actually have two questions.
Indicate, y'all asked last month about the contractor. I think he had some subcontract help, but he has basically told me that
he's the man.
He's the man.
All right. Questions of commission? Thank you, Ben, for the briefing. Mr. Wynn? Raise your right hand. So I want to swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I will.
Tell us what happened.
I owned the marina with my family and my wife and I since 1986. Isabel damage destroyed the whole property. I'm way undercapitalized, just straight up. We had some insurance coverage. I acted as my own contractor with the rehab work down here. Leased equipment and day laborers, and myself acting as I even did the drawings to submit for the permits. The bulkhead was a situation where we had a piece of equipment I was paying $2,500 a month to lease. We did it ourselves. We got in front of the old pool area. The pool contractor from before ownership when I was there had cut all the tie backs for the old bulkhead. During Isabel, that section had blown out riverward from it. After a couple days of attempts with the Traco and chainsaws, we were making no progress. I made the call, let's just jog it out, go down, cut back in, and we'll get this finished up. The alignment of the piers, I did not realize that again, with my drawings and using the existing footprint of the marina, I didn't realize I'd extended farther out than the lengths that I as shown on my drawings. The wave screen, I did the drawings, applied for the permit for 250 feet. We got moving with it. I had a lot of leftover material. I kept going until I ran out of material. I know I should have gone back to drawing board and reapplied for a little more length on it. But the floating pier just needed a whole lot more protection than the old timber dock pile that was in there before. And I'd actually bought the dock used. So it was not brand new when I put it in, too, so it wasn't in the best condition.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Wynn? I don't know Mr. Wynn, never met him before, but I was there about 10 days after Isabel hit. It looked like a mixing bowl, literally. I mean, the place was torn from hinges from hell, literally. And I'm sure it cost a lot to repair it, as anybody in the marina business may know, but I'll just say that to begin with and keep going. Comments by the commission? Well, let me tell you my observations. I know this area. There is absolutely nothing around it. And I'm not, right off the bat, I'm not condoning as commissioner ever doing anything without a permit. Your neighbor down the street can attest to that. As I was saying, there's nothing around it that would be negatively impacted or anyone deprived of any benefit, because this is the only thing that's really along there until you get to the new development that's downshore. Actually, by going channelward, may have pulled the piers out, but actually you deprived yourself of a little bit of room right there in that one slip, I would think, around by the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I recall, this came off page 3 last month because there was some concern expressed at the commission as to whether it would be appropriate to treat this as a single or multiple violation. And I think staff in their evaluation suggested that we continue to treat it as a single violation and assess an $1,800 civil charge. And I would move that we accept staff's recommendation.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. Mr. Schick.
As a marina owner myself, I know that other than loss of life, there's nothing more devastating to see your business in a pile of rubble. And when the insurance companies don't pony up or there's not enough coverage, you are definitely, your back is up against the wall, and time is not your friend. Again, for anybody in the future, you've got to pick up the phone, call your agent, and say, look, this is my problem. And I certainly hope, and I know the present staff and hope future staff will always, work to the best of their ability with people to be able to get things done the most cost-effective and safest way to protect the environment also.
Well, I think that's indicative, and I compliment staff by coming back again and reiterating the fact that they believe that it's still single violation. So I think that lends credibility to your desire and your wish. Further comments? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Wynn.